Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Does your tire dealer know your name? Head to your local independent tire dealer shop where you'll receive personalized service and great deals on tires. Your local independent tire dealer is a place where you'll receive dependable service performed by dependable people. All of their shops are committed to helping guide you through the tire buying maze. Right now, get up to a $70 Visa prepaid card with the purchase of 4 qualifying general tires now until April 30th. Go to itdroll.com for details.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Grizz Nation, pick up the best seats at the best prices to see the Lakers, Warriors, and more with Grizzlies 2019 and 20 season tickets. Plus, place your deposit now and perk up with free tickets to all remaining home games this season. Tickets start at $9 per game. Call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com today.
Opinions Playhouse is on the air.
Focus effort to urinate.
Dan Strauss, please take a look at your screen and answer my question on the screen, if you would, please. Thank you very much. If you just glance at the screen every once in a while,
yes.
That would be a good idea. I know how busy you are. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the March 27th edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, brought to you by Mark and Jason. 15 years or so, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker have been a part of this show. I'd like to see that keep going till we're finished at the end of the year, or the end of next year, or whenever it is. I'd love to keep them with us. That only happens when you let them know your AM and the PM. We'll tell you what they do after this.
Hey!
I'll tell you what this guy does. He runs the control board. And, man, he can talk the talk. When a caller calls and says, hey, like earlier when Ozzy Osbourne was on, we had the go-to guy to talk the British talk to Ozzy Osbourne, and that was this guy who, for 19 years, lived in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right, where Ozzy got his start. And for those of you who didn't hear the first hour, see, this is what you missed. The great Ozzy Osbourne. Only on this station. Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Nice and quick and to the
short
point.
Short and sweet.
Once again today, and I know that it won't be the case every day. He'll have to head out eventually. But today he didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
Lunchbox.
Did you say John Denver Lunchbox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Who has that?
Bill.
I do not.
You think there ever was such a thing?
No, I'm sure there was.
Well, no, because lunchboxes were did for things that appealed to children, like a Mighty Mouse lunchbox, Roy Rogers lunchbox. I don't think there was a John Denver lunchbox.
I bet.
I'm
pretty
sure if we Googled
eBay
it,
right
yeah.
now, I could find
there's
one.
There's only one.
Which makes it even funnier if there's no such thing. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
I had an email that came in after the show yesterday, and it was during your segment, Bill. He said, I have never laughed as hard as I laughed during Bill's. And I guess it was that insert that Limey stuck in there, or that you told him to throw in. And that's all I'm going to say. And again, for those who missed it, see, it just doesn't pay. If you have a job that prevents you from listening, either quit that job or learn to use the app, 590 The Fan. Mm-hmm. That's the app, because you can go and pick up today's show tonight or tomorrow or the next day or yesterday's show or the day before or the day before. 590 The App, that's the app. And it's 590 The Fan, rather. That's the app. And if you don't have it, man, you're missing out on so much. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, start watching your screen and say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel.
And chew gum.
He thought about when you would like to retire. Call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I keep waiting for a complaint about that, but I haven't gotten one yet. So I guess we'll just let him keep doing it. Former night cook at Denny's. Former door-to-door knife salesman. Former Busch Stadium beer vendor. Former DJ at a roller skating rink. Now head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, as well as in charge of resetting the digital clock, as well as being our newsman and our news director and an author. And he mentioned it earlier, and we'd never known about this till today. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your fantastic sponsor that people really need to pay attention to and know about as we finally get into warm weather.
St. Louis Heating Air Conditioning Specialist since 1942. That's only 77 years in business. For Matheny Heating and Cooling, a third-generation family-owned business specializing in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. They take pride in what they do, and you can read all about it on their excellent reviews on Angie's List and Yelp and Google+. Check out their website online, MatheneyHeatCool.com, or better yet, give them a call, 314-727-9000.
Yeah, it's the heating and cooling company that all the others wish they could be and strive to be. But there's only one Matheny. I thought I'd just add a little something to it there. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Now, for those who don't know what that means, and I get emails from people going, oh, I never met Hebe. Well, you never will meet him. You'll meet him, but you won't know it's him. He's always sort of incognito. That way, you don't know where he is, what he's doing. I'll tell you what he's doing. He's keeping us safe.
Good job, Hebe. We appreciate what you do.
Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy, that, remember the caller had the dog that kept sneezing? Rat Boy said he had a dog that he had to put down because it was sneezing all the time. And he didn't have a choice because when they ran a bunch of tests, they found that, what was the dog allergic to what?
Cheese.
Well, Rat Boy can't have a dog allergic to cheese. That'll never work, so. Sorry, you had to put him down, Rat Boy. You could have given him away or something. You didn't have to do that. Well, to each his own. I made that up. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah, I checked Google, and there's no John Denver lunchbox.
Not anymore. There wouldn't be. Lunchboxes were done for characters that appeal to kids.
Those tin ones with the
latch. That flip latch.
Oh, that flip latch, but they had the matching thermos inside.
I had the plastic one.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. You were so poor you couldn't even have the metal lunchbox.
Well, it was mask themed. Anybody remember that cartoon? Yeah. Mask? Yeah, I had that one.
I dropped my lunchbox one time at school. And the inside of those thermos bottles, they had that glass in there.
Yeah.
And the glass just shattered inside, so I couldn't drink my milk or whatever was in there.
Well, that's, I'm real glad to hear about all your lunchboxes. As a little poor hillbilly kid in the sticks of Tennessee, you know what my lunchbox was? A paper sack. Mm. That was my lunchbox. Paper bag.
Yeehaw!
couple of mayonnaise sandwiches inside?
No, you know what my sandwiches were? Bread sandwiches.
Oh, bread. Not even mayonnaise.
A piece of bread between two slices of bread.
That's a jam sandwich.
In a paper sack. Yeah, jam, two bread jammed together. You're right, jam sandwich. That was my poor little poor boy barefoot the lunch to take to school in a paper sack. And by the way, it was a used paper sack. I only got the paper bags after they'd been used for something else. Then my mom saved them to put my horrible lunch in. I know. It's amazing that I even made it through that childhood. I remember one time I said to my daddy, I said, Daddy, how come the other kids have lunch boxes and I have a paper sack? He said, why don't you shut up?
Yeah.
Wow. That.
And then I said, Daddy, please, would you even consider getting me a lunchbox? He said, we can't afford lunchboxes in this house. I said, well, maybe if you'd get some good financial advice, you could.
Oh.
And that's when he said, all right, go in the bathroom. After you go out and cut a switch, I'm going to spank you for talking
to
me.
Ooh, a switch.
That's a kind of rough. Yeah, that's a rough childhood.
Why did they call it a switch? I know it's a stick or a limb of a switch.
That's a great, great question. I don't know. Switch doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. Switch is like, I'll take this and replace it with that. That's a switch.
Amazon has a lunchbox right now that you can buy for $15.50. It's a white lunchbox with red lettering. And on the outside of the lunchbox, it says, human organ for transplant.
That is a great lunchbox. That is a tremendous lunchbox. You know that when I was in the seventh grade, he was like a health teacher. It was called health class, but it was kind of biology too. Mr. Clark. And Mr. Clark went to a local butcher and brought a pig's heart into class to show us, because a pig's heart apparently is the closest thing to a human heart. And he showed all of us this pig's heart, and he said, now we're going to be dissecting this heart. He said, I need one of you to volunteer to take it home and put it in the refrigerator and bring it back tomorrow. And of course, because I don't know, because I wanted extra points with the teacher, I said, well, I'll take it home, Mr. Clark. So I took it home in butcher paper, and I put it in the refrigerator. I didn't tell my mother or my dad what I did, because my mother goes to the refrigerator and sees something in butcher paper and opens it up and just shrieks. It's a heart. It looks like kind of like a human heart. And then she told me, you know, don't ever do that again. And of course, some of the blood dripped out of the butcher paper into the refrigerator. It was a mess, but... why did I mention that?
No idea.
Oh, I know why. I know why. We're talking about, you know, like being a kid and going to school and having a paper bag for... And when I suggested to my dad about getting financial advice, he said, financial advice? Well, that's for people who have money. See what I'm doing? Like a segue into Mark and Jason.
Seamless.
Well, here... is my advice to anybody. You, first of all, you need to know these names, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors. They are with Stifel. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSC. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark Reardon has been with Stifel for over 30 years. Jason Becker, over 20. That's a pretty good track record. I'd say by now they know what they're doing, and they do. Now, they have an unusual approach to designing your investment portfolio and taking a very comprehensive financial planning approach to what it is that you want to accomplish. And the other interesting thing is, and over the years, I have dealt with three or four financial advice type people. They take time with you to understand your situation and your goals, and to customize a portfolio for you. I'm going to ask you to make a phone call and set up a complimentary meeting with them. I don't care if you have a financial advisor, so what? Second opinion can never be a bad idea. 636-695-2650. 636-695-2650. The meeting is complimentary. It's absolutely complimentary, with no strings, no pressure, no obligation. You can also go to this simple, easy-to-remember website, markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
And today he's in Kirkwood, Missouri. He covers it all. He's Bill Kleppman. And he's brought to you by Window World. You know the rest. I don't even have to say it. Right now, in your own heads, you're all going, oh, yeah, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Yes, you are correct. You are correct, sir. WonderWorldSt.Louis.com. Now, what do you say? Let's really hear it for Bill Clevelin. Well, they responded.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him. It actually sounds a little more enthusiastic than normal.
Well, it's sunny out. Everybody's excited. The sun's shining. Yeah,
they're
nice.
They're glad you're here.
All four of them?
So are we. How are you?
Sure, Bill? Why not? I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
Where are we going today?
Well, I'm going to do something just a little bit different today. Found out something sort of interesting earlier today, or I guess it was last night. And I have, so for most people who do, if you have a website, you are able to use, most people use Google to utilize analytics. So you can track where people are coming from on your website, why they're going there, so on and so forth. And you can really, I'm not smart enough to really dive deep into the numbers. People are way smarter than me can really kind of pull out some crazy information. But I found out last night, so in the last 3 months, my website, BillOnTheRoad.com, which I'm happy and always honored to mention that it started because of this show in 2013, started that website. Yeah?
Doing, hey, we accept that call.
Sure.
Thank you.
Doing videos, and it's just blossomed into this Bill on the Road thing. So in the last 3 months, BillOnTheRoad.com has made 1,088,932 impressions through Google.
Wow, man. Well done.
So people who are searching for things and they wind up on my website. But I have a list, and I don't need to go through the entire list, but I did write down the top 20. I'll just go through them. These are the things that people search for and wind up on my site. And I think many of them make sense. Some of them, no sense at all. I have no idea why they would be linked to my site. But I'll go through.
Is one of the search words Pinocchio?
Negative.
Oh, is one of the search words Stormy Daniels?
No. No. I've not interviewed Stormy Daniels. So should I go back? I will start with the 19. So Bill, road trips from St. Louis, that makes sense, certainly. That's 19 and 20, actually. Moon Marble Company, that's an interview I did in Kansas City, Kansas. Really cool place, and they make...
I don't even remember.
They make marbles. Yeah, I talked about it. They make marbles. Oh. It's a very, very cool place. The Chattanooga Choo Choo, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Pardon me, boy. Is this the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Just actually a hotel. Number 16, Under a Bridge. Which I think that is, I don't know if you remember, I did a thing called Bridge Walk in West Virginia where I went underneath the New River Gorge Bridge. It's like a mile and a half and you're harnessed in on this thing and you're on this catwalk, which is about 2 feet wide, and down below you is the New River Gorge in West Virginia.
Is it one of those swinging,
you don't
bridges
swing.
Where you're swinging?
No, no, you don't, no, you have almost no room at all, but the thing is higher than the Gateway Arch. It is up there. And so you, you're walking underneath this, this a catwalk, essentially. So I think that's what that is, but I don't know. Maybe they think I'm homeless. Otis Redding is number 15. I interviewed his daughter once, so maybe that's why. Number 14, Colonel Sanders' grave. Has anyone been to his grave?
I have not.
Louisville, Kentucky. Number 13, I'll be curious to see if Frank knows who this guy is. Jerry Bradley. Do you know who Jerry Bradley is?
No.
Do you know who Owen Bradley is?
Jerry Bradley's brother.
Frank should know who Owen Bradley is.
Owen Bradley's his father, I would imagine.
Owen Bradley would be his father. So he was he had the Bradley Barn, and he was an RCA record. So Jerry Bradley was the vice president of RCA Records in Nashville. He discovered Alabama, produced a ton of songs.
He discovered the state of Alabama?
State of Alabama.
Your travels.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. That guy. I'm surprised you hadn't heard of him. Okay. Number 12, Water Fountain. That was... Search them.
Okay, right, yeah.
Them to, maybe Kansas City. Yeah, maybe.
Right.
Number 11, the White House. Number 10, Eisenhower Presidential Library. Number 9, Ringling Mansion. Number 8, things to do in Kansas City. Number 7, no photography. The phrase no photography. And I think I've done stories about how places that they don't allow photographs, which I think is stupid, inside museums and things like that. So I think
I thought you meant like K-N-O-W, no photography.
No, this is no, like N-O. Number 6, I love this one, Airbnb murders.
Nice.
Whoa.
That amazes me. There are people that really, and there's a wait to get in, to stay in the room like where John Belushi died or something. That always amazes me that there are lots of people that want to do that. They want to stay. Is that what you're talking about? We're saying
no, I think no, because I did a story once just writing about my experiences with Airbnbs, because most people, or I should say a lot of people, think they're not safe to stay in other people's homes. In fact, I actually found that I think they're more safe than some of the hotels I've stayed at. But so I think that's why they came there.
Number five, golden showers.
No. Number five was
Carl.
definitely not.
Hey, hold on a minute. Murder Airbnb. What, I didn't understand it. What does that mean, murder?
So I wrote a story once called I Stayed at an Airbnb and I Wasn't Murdered. That was the actual title of my article, because people, again, they think that there's this misconception about Airbnbs. Number five was Lake Tahoe Facts. Number four, Bill on the Road. That seems like a duh. Number three, visiting Washington, D.C. Number two, this was crazy, things to do in Owensboro, Kentucky.
That is weird.
And number one, I was stunned that this was the number one thing that people find my website for. In fact, if you Google this phrase, and I just did it before we went on here, and sure enough, there is a picture of yours truly that pops up, duck pin bowling.
Okay, I got to
do
that.
You know what duck pin bowling is?
No,
so,
no,
I did a story a few years ago in Indianapolis, Indiana, in Fountain Square. It's a neighborhood just outside of downtown Indianapolis, and they have duck pin bowling. There are very few places left in the United States where you can do this duck pin bowling. So do you know what duck pin bowling is?
I'm assuming it's where they have the old pin setters, where actual people reset the pins.
No, it is it's a different type of bowling. Right. So it's three balls. They're like grape, the size of grapefruits.
Sounds like an infection.
But you still have the pins just like you would in bowling. The lanes are a little smaller, a little thinner, I guess, not quite as wide as a normal bowl. And I could be totally wrong about that, but I seem to remember them being a little not quite as wide. And the way it was best explained to me, honestly, is they said if you were to bring a group of people, let's say from your office, to play duck pin bowling, the teeny tiny receptionist with no sporting ability at all has just as much chance to win as the guy in the office that has all the muscles and that plays every single sport under the sun. It's just almost a crapshoot to win duck pin bowling.
I Googled it, and it came up with you throwing a ball down.
Yep. Yeah,
and those lanes.
I can't believe that's the number one thing.
I
never heard of it, and it can't be very popular. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
So it was hugely popular. It started, I believe it started in Baltimore. I believe that's the place. And this, we're talking, I think, late 1800s.
I think it started and ended in Baltimore.
No.
That's pretty cool.
It's really, really cool. And I think over time, like you said, they kind of, you have to obviously keep this equipment and stuff and good shape, and then as time has gone on, fewer and fewer people are around, they're probably not even making that equipment anymore to replace certain things. So I could be wrong about this, but I believe Indianapolis, at least right now, is the farthest place nearest the Mississippi River where you can play duck pin bowling. But
these lanes
are
a lot of these 20 search names. Mm-hmm. That came up, but pickleball didn't, as much as you've talked about pickleball?
No, I guess maybe I haven't done in as many stories as I thought on pickleball, but duck pin bowling, that is your number one. That's kind of interesting.
The lanes that you were on, that you videoed and took pictures and everything, they look like they're like 1950 bowling lanes or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're
really, really cool.
They're very old school, and I used to know all of the history. Maybe I need to search my own website to go back and revisit this history, but started back in, like I said, in Baltimore, and it's a lot of fun. The there's no hole on the ball, so no, normal bowling ball, you would have the holes that you would throw. They don't have those.
It's like a ski ball when you play.
Kind of like a bocce ball. That's funny. Both of those actually are pretty good descriptions, but I wish we had a place in St. Louis to play, because... Kind of for a guy like me, I'm not very good at bowling.
I believe the Corner Pub up in St. Charles, they have two lanes down in their basement. I've been there, and I think it's three pin bowling, but it's the closest you're going to find to duck pin bowling.
Where?
The Corner Pub in St. Charles. There's a free plug for them.
And when you say three pin, you mean just three bowling
pins? Yeah, just three bowling pins. I believe, I might be wrong, it's been years since I went there, but I know they have two bowling alleys in
there. But will the ball fit in the palm of your hands?
Yeah, like it's the size of like a bocce ball.
I like that idea. I don't like bowling balls. They're too big, and unless you have one made for your hand, you know, the holes aren't exactly right. I actually accidentally watched... they're still bowling on TV. I forgot what channel it is, but
tournament
championship.
Hey, shut up!
Championship bowling, and I watched this thing. I have never seen anything. These guys, they throw the ball and it goes like three quarters.
You need to shut the f- up.
Okay.
He was talking about bowling.
That's it.
We were talking about bowling.
Oh, God.
That's it. No.
It is the Corner Bar in St. Charles. It's at 5th and 1st Capital, in case anybody's wondering.
All right. There you go.
They have those little bowling lanes at like Ronnie's Cinema and a couple other ones, but those aren't. That's not like this duck pin bowling.
Hey, shut up!
Okay. All right, sorry.
Okay, you know what?
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody's trigger happy. You're a little trigger happy.
I'm Bill Cleveland. I gotta sign off now. Oh. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan. No, I don't golf.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of...
He's mean.
Wonder World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WonderWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. I hope all of you enjoyed Bill's last segment.
Ever?
We wish you a successful
more time to travel.
Yeah, successful in your travels and any other endeavors. It was great having you on the show. Okay. So here's where we still stand, folks, with our trivia night. Not our trivia, it's Wonderworld's trivia night, May 18th. Table of 10, the show has a table. 6 of the 10 places occupied by me, my wife, Dan and his girlfriend Sandy, Tim Woodburn, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. That leaves 4, 2 couples. The bid currently still stands to take 2 of those seats for 1 couple at $2,000. The other 2 seats, $3,000. And we have a very generous $4,000 bid to come in and just sit in on the show. That's from Brian. Paul is $3,000, Bill is $2,000. I'd like to kick up Bill's bid, if I could, with somebody who would like to give a little more than $2,000. And then we're adding a 4th opportunity. I don't have any bids for this yet, but... we haven't had one single year go by where somebody didn't generously bid on this. And it's dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. A nice, leisurely dinner. It's not like an hour in and out. We usually end up sitting there for 2 or 3 hours. I need some money for that. I need some big money for that. Dinner. Don't email me and go $300. Not going to cut it. My email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. Shoot me an email. Give me a phone number. I will call you to verify that it's a legitimate bid, and we're going to have a wonderful dinner at Annie Gunn's. I have the New Zealand shooter video and in really good quality. Somebody that I know sent it to me. He is a major gun enthusiast, and he was very interested in what this lunatic used and how he did this.
Is it the whole video or just the 3-minute version?
Oh, it's longer 3 minutes. It's him getting in the car, the whole drive, and then the car afterwards driving and through the whole thing.
Wow.
Now, here's the dilemma. I haven't deleted it yet, and I'm not sure why. I'm not going to watch it again. I don't need to watch it again. But what I found odd about it was I had a couple emails from people saying, have you seen the video that this guy, this nut, and they said it looks fake. It looks like a video game. Now that I've watched it a couple of times, I sort of know what they're talking about. But I think part of that is because when you watch any video of somebody firing a gun indoors, any recording device now, even a camera or GoPro, when a loud noise, it has an automatic noise reduction built in it, so it comes off as pop, 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 pop. You don't hear it the way, if you were standing in that room, the eardrum bursting loud, you don't hear that. So you don't get the sense of how horrific and loud the gunfire is. And the other thing I noticed, I didn't hear a lot of screaming. I heard praying and moaning. It's a very creepy thing to watch. And for reasons that I can't explain, I haven't deleted it. I kept it, and I don't know why. I probably will delete it pretty soon. But for anybody who hasn't seen it, don't go looking for it. Just don't. I don't think most people can watch stuff like that. I can. It doesn't. I don't have nightmares about it. But I've always been interested in looking deeper into and trying to learn as much as I could about people who are deranged and just sick and evil, and not just to hear about what they did, but when possible, take a look at it.
Did he talk?
See if you can even begin to Yeah, he talks in the car.
Okay.
Not much, and he has this music playing. This weird music that I don't recognize, and it's to pump him up, I guess, on the way there. But it's a boy. You talk about if there's anybody out there who doesn't believe that some people deserve to be executed, then maybe you should watch it. Because after you do, you'll go, okay, maybe this guy deserves to be executed. It's just weird.
Do you have any idea the kind of guns that he used? Like, can you tell?
I wasn't able to identify him because he had them all marked up. He took a white marker and he wrote gibberish all over them, some kind of slogans that I'm sure were racist and anti-Muslim. They were all marked up. No, I didn't try to identify the weapons, but they were all what some people would call assault style type. You know, one was a shotgun, one was like an AK-47, AR-15 type thing. And I think you get a shot of him opening the like hatchback or trunk of his car. It's just full of stuff. I mean, all kinds of guns and ammo and bags and whatever. I had a doctor's appointment today. I'm kind of getting tired of doctor's appointments, but I got more of them ahead. And I go in today. And there's a guy in the waiting room with a baby stroller, and I thought, well, how about that? There's a guy, takes his little baby to... No, there's a dog in it. There's a little bitty white dog in the baby stroller. And I just thought, okay, really? I know what this is. This is another one of these people who takes the dog everywhere, even in the stroller, and nobody can stop him because it's a support dog. Right. Listen, folks, don't email me because I don't doubt for a minute there are some sad people who the only companionship they have is let's say, a dog. I get that. But for every one of those people, I guarantee you there are 10 people who are taking advantage of this whole support dog thing and using it as an excuse to take Fluffy with them to the doctor or on a plane or in a restaurant or wherever. I've been in businesses and there are signs of no pets allowed, and then it says unless it's a support animal. Well, that's all these people need to see. And they'll go, well, it's a support animal.
Well, now the airlines, I think, are now doing, you have to have documentation, you have to have notes from your doctor.
Okay, but that's a problem, too, because you can get all of that online. You can get that documentation. There are so-called doctors. Yeah. It's a business.
Yeah.
And they've agreed to issue online these letters that go, let it be known that, you know, Dan Strauss needs this support animal, and they describe the animal. He's been psychologically determined, blah, blah, blah. That's easy to fake. And I saw this guy, and I couldn't do anything, but I wanted to go up and go. I just wanted to go over and go, hey, man, tell the truth. You really need that little white dog in a stroller to come here to the doctor's. But you can't do anything. You can't say anything.
Did it have one of those little support jackets on or whatever?
No.
Could you tell?
It just was a dog in a stroller. Maybe he had a certificate, or maybe he had taken the little vest off or whatever. But he was sitting there and he's rocking it back and forth. Like, you know how with a baby you try to calm him down? He's doing that with this little dog. I thought, this guy's crazy. Now, here's my battery story. Big lesson here. I I needed three LR44 batteries. They're little disc batteries. Not as small as hearing aid batteries, but not as big as those nickel-sized batteries. Okay, a lot of little toys have them, cameras have them. I needed three. So I go to a well-known drugstore, and they had a three-pack for $11.99. That's about $4 a piece. So I bought them because I really needed three. I wanted to buy nine, but I saw the price, and I thought, no. I get home. I get on Amazon. Immediately, I type in LR44. Boom! Up comes a 20-pack for $3.75.
$3?
$3.75 for 20 of the same battery.
Wow.
They get $4 for.
Wow.
Do not buy batteries in the drugstore. That's my advice. Whew. Kathy Lee Gifford. I can't stand her, but I want to sleep with her. It's hard to explain.
How old is she now, Kathy Lee?
I would guess. Somebody Google it.
70.
Is that the woman? I'm going to guess.
With Regis?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Regis and Kathy Lee. Married to Frank Gifford. He passed away. I bet you she's got to be, I'd say 70.
That's wild.
And she's sort of hot, and she's sort of repulsive. I'd sleep with her, but I don't really like her. But check this out. Here's a quote. I'm a widow, and I'm an orphan because my mother passed away, and I'm also an empty nester, all at the same time. If you're not careful, what you've lost in life can define you. I got news for you, Kathy Lee. Everything you just said you are, millions of other people are. You just happen to be rich, and most people aren't. Shut up.
Remember when she used to sing those songs on the Carnival cruise?
Oh.
The commercials?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If you could see me now.
Yeah, that's right.
She fancies herself as a big-time singer, yet name any album or hit she's ever had.
Name anybody that's bought one of those albums.
Yeah, right.
She started off on Name That Tune with Chuck Woolery.
With George DeWitt.
George DeWitt?
That was the host. He was the host of Name That Tune. But that's an easy gig. All she had to do is a few words of a song, and then the contestant had to name that song. Okay, name that tune in four notes. Okay, well, she sang four notes. But she's frustrated because nobody has ever really accepted her as a great singer. Shut up about your troubles.
You sleep with a 65-year-old woman?
Are you 65?
Oh, I forgot how old Frank is. I'm sorry.
Easy, buddy.
Well,
she's only hope everybody enjoyed Tim's last day on the show, too.
Gonna be a night.
Would you sleep
so
with Raquel Welch?
Show.
Would you sleep with Raquel Welch? The answer is yes.
She's good looking.
She's in her 70s, right? I think.
Oh, yeah. She's like 75 or something, 78. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Marv, here's your joke. Woman has a little dog, and she loves her little dog. But it seems like the dog's going deaf or something. So she goes to the vet, and the vet says, well, your little dog has excess hair in his ears. So he clips out and clears out the hair, and she could just tell. The dog could hear a lot. She'd call its name. There's a difference. So he says, look, if you want to keep this from recurring, go to the drugstore and get some Nair. And then put the Nair, rub it inside the dog's ears like once a month. And this will never be a problem again. So the lady goes to the drugstore. And she goes to the checkout counter with this Nair hair remover. And the pharmacist says, now, I don't know how familiar you are with this product, but if you're going to use this under your arms, do not use deodorant for a couple of days, or it'll burn and sting like crazy. She says, "Oh, I'm not using it under my arms." And he says, "Now, if you're going to use this on your legs, don't shave your legs for at least 2 days before you use this, or it will burn and sting." She says, "Oh, I'm not using it on my legs either. This is for my schnauzer." He says, well, then you don't want to ride a bike for at least a week.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Pepto-Bismol. An accident southbound 55 south of Route Z continues to block the right lane. You can look for brake lights approaching Imperial Main. Accident southbound 270 before Ladue now has the left lane closed. Accident cleared southbound 270 at 44. Earlier crash westbound 44 on the ramp to southbound 270. And bumper-to-bumper northbound US 65 between Lindbergh and the Clark Bridge. Those southbound lanes are underwater. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality, St. Louis.
Dave, what are the most common benefits your patients tell you they feel from low T treatment?
The first thing they notice is the energy. Start having the zest to get back into action with work, the family, being involved in their communities. And then after that, they start to notice how they feel and look better when they go to the gym and work out.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts cost of care within reach of every guy. To find out more, go to lowtusa.com.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan Herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield & Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Bro, so we gotta tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we gonna tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just two blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
I decided to have a piece of bubble gum, and I want to thank Gino, because he came out here last night, actually. I said, I like bubble gum every once in a while. I like to chew it on the air, but I don't want people to hear me chewing. He said, well, we need to put in a BGCS, a bubble gum chewing suppressor. And I said, you can do that? And he goes, we can do anything. So he put it in. You hear that?
No, couldn't hear a thing.
Hear what?
Wow.
Let's hear it for Gino. Yeah, good job,
Gino. I just ate up 30 seconds that really Mike Evans probably really needed because we're late anyway. So let's go to Dallas, Texas and check in with him, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday. And, yes, you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Absolutely. I would make them for lunch. Just to be safe. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans. Real sorry. Took too long with my stupid routine, and now we're a little bit late, but it's all yours.
I was just talking to Cheryl, and I thought I told her every story, but I was telling her a story. We're watching this biography thing on Richard Nixon, and I was telling her... I never told her the story about how me and Sam Fries and his Fries disease and my Playmate Centerfold fiance at the time and her girlfriend went and did drugs and got drunk at the Western White House in San Clemente. Ooh. But that's another story I'll share with you some other time.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to hear it.
It's a good story, though. Great story. This week's pop quiz theme, American cities and how they rank good and bad categories today. Here are the four safest cities in the country, but which one is number one, starting off with, is it Thousand Oaks, California, Irvine, California, Provo, Utah, or Naperville, Illinois? Answer in a minute. Hate report, no secret that Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman hate each other. Nicole blames Tom's radical commitment to Scientology for their marriage breakup. She calls Scientology 100% evil. But now, with her son, Scientologist's son, Connor, getting married, it's gotten even worse. Tom says, no way Nicole will be invited to the wedding. And the son, Connor, doesn't want her there either.
Wow. Apparently, that Scientology crowd, they shun you. If you leave, yeah. That's it. You're out,
there
buddy.
You go. Here's the real scoop on Justin Bieber. As I told you, he attends church three times a week, hasn't been in the studio for almost 4 years. And here's an update. Next time he's in the studio, he will record a Christian album. Justin may do a Christmas album this fall. All money will go to his charity, Feed the Children Charity, which feeds kids all over the world. Good for Justin Bieber. Special movie early review, Disney's Dumbo. Danny DeVito is the owner of a failing circus and hires a circus family, a dad, and his kids to care for the animals, including a baby elephant with humongous ears. But a sneeze gets Dumbo's ears a-flopping to the point he can fly. But now all the news is not good news. Bad guy Michael Keaton has bigger plans for the big ears, and it's not good. Tim Burton's direction is great. Animation, special effects, the acting, all fabulous. And with that said, I do not agree with some reviewers who call it a disconnected mess. Hey, it's Dumbo. It's not Love Story. They also complained that it had a weak plot. Hey, it's Dumbo. It's not Gone with the Wind. Heads up, it's a kids' movie.
Yeah, right.
It's been 78 years since the original, which was one of the first generation of animated cartoons. This Dumbo is better than the first Dumbo. Rated G, 88 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Good, because we're taking my grandson to see it, and I'm glad you liked it. And don't be mad at me, but we have 30 seconds.
So. Oh, shoot.
I know. The sheep dip, I know. Sorry.
All right, Jim. Was it the safest city in America? Thousand Oaks, California, Irvine, California, Provo, Utah, Naperville, Illinois.
I'm going to go Provo, Utah.
Yeah, I was going to go Utah.
Utah it is.
I'll do the Illinois town.
See, I do not because it's Mormons, I'm sure. According to crime stats and population percentages, number 4, Provo. Number 3, Thousand Oaks. Number 2, Irvine, California. Number 1, Naperville, Illinois.
Got it.
Wow.
Nailed it. Goodbye. Thank you. Nailed it.
Sorry, wow, I had to take time to tell the joke properly. I'm not going to try to beat Randy Newman singing because I'll never do it. So I'll just take my time here and say thank you for allowing me to take a little extra time, tell the joke, be a little late. Try not to do that again. But when we give Mike extra time, he goes, how much time do I have? I go, 3 minutes. And he actually didn't have anything to say. So, yeah, who knows how to call it with that guy. So let's just leave it this way. Your host tomorrow will be Tim Woodburn. Be nice to him. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 and the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9andthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The head of the House Judiciary Committee says Attorney General Bill Barr has agreed to testify about the final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler didn't say when Barr would go before the committee. Nadler said Barr wouldn't commit to making the full report public, but reiterated that a public version of the report would be available in a matter of weeks. James Fields says he is guilty of driving into counter-protesters at the 2017 Unite the Right rally, killing a woman and injuring dozens of people. He pleaded guilty today to federal hate crime charges so he could avoid getting the death penalty. Just before meeting with 200 pilots and airline executives, Boeing officials are announcing they're close to completing a software upgrade that they hope will solve any anti-stall issues with the 737 MAX jets. Most theories on what caused two international flights to